story begins in Heidi's studio apartment. Clint is lying on Heidi's futon with a blanket over his head, and Heidi is standing in the doorway, stunned to see Dara.
Dara, what are you doing here?
I came to give you a warning.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
A warning? How did you even find me?
I saw your address on the Rec Center membership.
You can't look at my personal records.
I had to type it into the computer. Regardless, let me just make something clear to you.
Dara, you don't need to do this.
Yes, I do. Clint is my man. You got it? So why don't you find someone else's shoulder to cry on for a while?
Clint and I are just friends.
Clint doesn't need 22-year-old female friends, okay?
You need to stop being so insecure and let Clint choose his own friends. You only drive him away if you try to control his life.
I'm not trying to control anything. Look, I'm sorry about your brother. I lost a friend in the subway explosion too. But that doesn't give you the right to call Clint all the time.
I don't call him all the time. You are blowing things out of proportion.
If I am, so what? I just want to get the record straight.
Well, I think it's time for you to go.
Too bad Lucas didn't scare you out of town when he mugged you. I've got to go.
Wait, what did you say? Lucas? Clint, did you hear that? What is she talking about?
That's what I'd like to know.
At Brooklyn Catholic Hospital, Zach is talking with Alexandra when Zoe walks up.
What's going on here?
Zoe, when did you get back?
Just now. Alexandra, what are you doing here?
Hello, Zoe.
Alexandra, if you could leave us alone.
Do the two of you know each other?
No.
Zoe, I'm here writing a story for Manhattan Monthly, and I just happened to meet your father. I didn't realize you had family in New York.
I don't, actually. My parents are here because my mother is very ill. In fact, I want to go in to see her, so if you'll excuse me.
Of course. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, same to you.
Alexandra, thanks for not saying anything to my daughter.
I didn't do it for you, but you owe me some answers. I want to know what you know about my sister's pregnancy. It has to be more than you're saying.
Look, we can't talk about this here. I know my daughter, and she's going to grill me later with questions about why I was talking to you.
I know your wife is sick, and I'm trying to respect that, but I have to look out for my own family. And aren't you just the least bit curious about the fact that I told you Adriana may have had your child?
I'm sorry, but I don't have time to think about that now. My wife's my only concern.
I'm going to find out the truth, Zach. And if I find out that you're holding back from me, I'm going to make sure the world knows about it. And I'll start with Zoe.
At St. John Hospital, Blake has just arrived at Matt's room.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
How do you think?
Matt, I know you're upset, and you have every right to be. But it's not the end of the world. At least we have each other, and we can get through this, and the loss of Mac, and everything else. We've overcome so much already.
Blake, I'm not so sure about that.
What do you mean?
I'm just not sure I'll ever be the same again. I mean, look at me.
Hey, what's up?
Hannah.
I'm so sorry if I couldn't be here sooner.
I was just about to tell Blake that I'm tired and I wanted to get some rest. Hannah, maybe you can take Blake down for some coffee or something. Or better yet, convince him to go home.
I don't want to go anywhere, Matt.
Blake, please, I just want to sleep. Staying here by my side won't do any good for either of us.
Fine, but Matt, I'll be back. We're going to make it through this, I promise.
In Raven's apartment building, Mandy has made her way inside.
Well, well, Raven. It looks like it didn't learn a thing since Marnie's last visit. I walked right into this building unseen. Now, let me see if you're home with my baby.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.